Singapore offers 50% corporate income tax rebate and cash grant for YA 2025 to ease business costs in a move aimed at supporting businesses amid global economic uncertainties. Singapore's Ministry of Finance has announced a 50% corporate income tax, CIT, rebate for all companies, both local and foreign, on taxes payable for the year of assessment, YA 2025. This rebate, unveiled in Budget 2025, underscores the government's commitment to easing cash flow pressures on businesses. What's new? CIT rebate and cash grant companies will automatically enjoy a 50% rebate on their corporate tax payable, capped at SGD40,000. In addition, active companies that meet the local employee condition, that is, having made CPF contributions for at least one Singaporean or permanent resident employee, excluding shareholder directors, in 2024, will be eligible for a CIT rebate cash grant of at least SGD2,000. The cash grant specifically targets smaller firms that might not benefit substantially from the CIT rebate due to lower tax liabilities. It will be disbursed by Q2 2025 without requiring separate applications, offering timely support to companies with active trade operations in Singapore. Eligibility and conditions to receive the cash grant. The company must be active, i.e., carrying on trade or business in 2024. It must not be under liquidation or receivership. It must meet the local employee condition. Notably, staff deployed under centralized hiring or secondment arrangements may count toward this requirement, provided specific documentation is in place to show cost recharges and work arrangements. Companies that qualify but do not receive the cash grant by mid-2025 can appeal via MyTaxMail by 30 November 2025, with supporting documents. New Startup and Partial Tax Exemption Schemes. Singapore continues to offer tax relief through two key schemes. 1. Tax exemption for new startups. First 3 YAS, eligible startups can enjoy 75% exemption on the first SGD100,000 of chargeable income. 50% exemption on the next SGD100,000. This amounts to a maximum exemption of SGD125,000 per YA, for YA 2020 onwards. To qualify, companies must be incorporated in Singapore, be tax resident in Singapore, have up to 20 shareholders, at least one of whom holds as greater than or equal to 10% of issued ordinary shares. However, investment holding companies and property developers are excluded. 2. Partial tax exemption, private, for all other companies from YA 2020 onwards. All companies not qualifying for the startup scheme, including foreign branches, may receive 75% exemption on the first SGD10,000 of chargeable income. 50% exemption on the next SGD190,000. This provides a maximum annual exemption of SGD102,500. Crackdown on abuse. Authorities have reiterated strict enforcement against abuse of tax schemes, warning that setting up shell companies to siphon profits for tax exemptions is a serious offense. Over 300 companies have been audited, leading to SGD25 million in recovered taxes and penalties. IRIS has emphasized it will pursue such cases rigorously, including potential criminal charges. For further details, clarification, contributions, or any concerns regarding this article, please contact us at editorial@tax.news. We value your feedback and are committed to providing accurate and timely information. Please note that our privacy policy will handle all inquiries.